With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Happy Easter, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, where we explore the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. The great festival of Easter, which we celebrate on today's program, is the most glorious day in all of the Christian year. And we'll hear spectacular sacred choral and organ music to mark the triumph of Easter, with pieces by William Byrd, Orlando Di Lasso, Herbert Howells, and many others. We'll begin the Easter celebration with brilliant music for organ and brass composed for such a festive occasion. Entrata Festiva was written by Belgian organist Floor Peters in 1959 as processional and recessional music for grand liturgical services. We'll hear organist Joseph Sluys, joined by a brass ensemble, performing at St. Saviour's Cathedral in Bruges.
Thank you.
organist Joseph Sluys was joined by a brass ensemble to perform Entrata Festiva, Opus 93, by Flora Peters. They performed at St. Saviour's Cathedral in Bruges. William Byrd's beloved introit for Easter is next, composed in 1591 and based on a phrase from Psalm 118. Hec dies, this is the day that the Lord has made. John Rutter leads the Cambridge Singers. Hec dies by William Byrd was performed by the Cambridge Singers, led by John Rutter. It was recorded in the Lady Chapel at Ely Cathedral. Sir Charles Villiers Stanford's setting of the Easter hymn, Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem, is irresistible in its effervescent joy and brightness. The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys sing in our next selection, led by John Scott. Jeremy Bruns plays the organ.
Thank you.
Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem by C.V. Stanford was sung by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys under the direction of John Scott. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Surrexit Pastor Bonus is a Matins responsory for Easter Monday with a text that describes the Good Shepherd who gave his life for his sheep. It has inspired many compositions over the centuries, and we'll hear a famous setting by Orlando di Lasso, full of cascading alleluias. Graham Ross leads the choir of Clare College, Cambridge, in this recording. The choir of Clare College, Cambridge sang Surrexit Pastor Bonus by Orlando di Lasso. Graham Ross conducted. A hymn sung throughout Western Christendom on Easter is one with words and music from the Lyra Davidica of 1708, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. We'll hear it in a festive arrangement by Jeremy Bankson and performed by the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. They're accompanied by full orchestra, all conducted by Tom Trenny. Jesus Christ is Risen Today, in a grand arrangement by Jeremy Bankson and sung by the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Charles Marie Vidor composed his anthem, Surrexit a Mortuis, Christ Has Risen from the Dead, for his home church of Saint-Sulpice in Paris, which contains two organs, a monumental instrument in the rear gallery or tribune, and a more modest but still substantial instrument in the chancel. We'll hear a performance by the choir of St. Peter's Church in St. Louis, Missouri. Director of music William Aitken plays the grand organ, with Martha Schaefer playing the smaller instrument, all conducted by Brian Reeves. Music of Charles-Marie Vidor. We heard Surrexit Amortuis, performed by the choir of St. Peter's Church in St. Louis. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We'll hear two wonderful Easter hymns next, sung by the fine choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills. First is At the Lamb's High Feast, which sets a 17th century Latin text translated by Robert Campbell. The tune is by Jakob Hintze and harmonized by J.S. Bach. Thomas Foster leads the choir and Craig Phillips plays the organ.
Thank you.
the choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills sang two Easter hymns. We just heard an arrangement of Now the Green Blade Riseth, written by Simon Lindley, and earlier they sang At the Lamb's High Feast. Thomas Foster conducted, and Craig Phillips played the organ. The 4th century hymn of praise, Te Deum, is often sung at Easter services and is generally attributed to Saints Ambrose and Augustine and dating from around AD 387. It takes the form of a creed, combining a heavenly vision with a statement of faith. Countless musical settings, large and small, have been composed over the centuries, and one of the most musically satisfying ones for liturgical use is one composed by Herbert Howells for the choir of King's College, Cambridge. We'll hear the choir of King's College, Cambridge in a wonderful performance led by legendary conductor Sir David Wilcox, a recording made over 50 years ago.
Jesus, as the light and love of God in the cloud.
David Wilcox led the choir of King's College Cambridge in the Collegium Regala setting of the Te Deum, composed by Herbert Howells. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The tune for the hymn Thine Be the Glory comes from Handel's oratorio Judas Maccabeus and had earlier appeared to accompany a German Advent hymn. French-speaking Swiss poet Edmond Boudry wrote the hymn text that we know in French in 1884. It was translated in 1923 by Richard Hoyle and has appeared in countless hymnals since that time. We'll hear the choir of Wells Cathedral sing, directed by Malcolm Archer. Rupert Goff plays the organ. Thine Be the Glory was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directed. Charles Tournemire's organ improvisations from the early 20th century are well known to organists, especially since Maurice Duruflé reconstructed five of them from recordings made by Tournemire in 1930 and 1931 at the Basilica of Saint-Clotilde in Paris, where he presided for many years as organist. Among these improvisations is one on the chant for the Te Deum, which we'll hear next. In many ways, it's an archetype of a French organ improvisation based on plain chant. Christopher Alsop plays the organ of Worcester Cathedral.
Thank you.
Improvisation on the Te Deum by Charles Tournemire was performed by Christopher Alsop on the Kenneth Tickle organ at Worcester Cathedral. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate the great festival of Easter. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.